right, so what you guys have a couple of EPs that you've released over the years, but what makes this new one that, I mean, it's just, it's like fresh off the presses, special?
It's tough because we have been, I think we've been on the road for the last, geez, almost 14 months. I mean, this was kind of our first break. We got home June 12th, and that was after a 5-month tour, and even from that, we had only taken a 4-week or a 3-week break, and so it was just it was a lot of just seeing the country constantly over the last 14 months, and the experiences from that, but also the energy was different.
Mm-hmm.
So you go from writing EPs that are based on a lot of kind of unique experiences that you kind of get from, you know, stuff from being at home. And then all of a sudden the new songs, you could even tell in the EP or in the difference of, you could just tell it's more anthemic. When you listen to the EPs, it's more, the songs are they sound bigger. They're a little bit slower.
Mm-hmm.
And just the drumming is more basic. The lyrics are a little bit more basic. And everything has been kind of simplified, because when you get out on the road, even though things get difficult, it's just very simple. And communicating with people becomes a routine. So do you know what I mean when you get those songs that are just, they're just so much, the lyrics are just easy to ingest. And I think from being on the road, you just start simplifying things, and the lyrics and the music and everything just becomes less complicated, even though you feel like everything's becoming more complicated and more busy. You kind of dial things back on the music side of things.
What do you really learn about yourself? I mean, you're away from home basically for over a year. What do you learn about yourself during that process? And how do you, I mean, you kind of answered the question. You said you kind of try and simplify and get by day, but how are you a different person now that you've kind of recovered from 14 months on the road?
We've been touring. We started doing small tours by ourselves. We'd go out for 3 weeks, come back for a month and a half. Go out for 2 weeks, be in town for a month. Go out for a month and a half, be home for, you know, a month, 2 months, since about 2010. So, I mean, the road starts becoming more familiar. And then just over the last, like I said, the last 14 months, 14 to 16 months, we were out on the road about 13, 14 months. So, but having said that, having prefaced that, it's, if you don't know yourself and you haven't taken the time to get to know yourself as far as who you are, I mean, if you're not changing as a person as far as experiences and learning from them, then you're not growing.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's actually a better, that's what I mean to say. If you're not growing and learning from your experiences, then, you know, that's the spice of life. You know, that is spontaneity and, you know, learning from those experiences. But, I know I'm kind of going in circles, but, I lived out of my car for about a year back in 2006, 2007, when I first moved to LA. And I mean, that teaches you who you are as a person. It teaches you, you know, if you want to have a work ethic, if you really want to pursue your dreams. And it kind of grounded me right there on putting my flag in the sand from there, saying, I'm going to be successful at music. I love music. This is what I do. So when you get out on the road, you try and, you know, stay as focused as you can and not really let things get to you, because it can get very lonely at times,
mm-hmm.
especially even though you're out there with five other guys, performing the songs every night, being on stage, sharing the same experiences. There are times, especially as the front man of the band, the leader, where, you know, if something gets to you, you do your best not to show it because, you know, the rest of the guys are kind of looking to you, see, you know, to see if everything's okay.
Away from Starting Static, what do you think is another song on the EP that will really affect people? And then how was that song written?
Well, the thing is, Starting Static is not on... It's not on... or the EP that Starting Static is going to be on hasn't been released yet. We released the Edge of the Clouds EP, and Starting Static is kind of is the first single off of our newest EP.
I got you.
Which is not out yet. It's kind of weird how we're promoting it, but the next song that we're going to release, we're actually going down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to re-record all the demos that we did while we were out on the road. And that's what's kind of cool, too, is I have a really big Mac computer, but I take it everywhere. And all the boys know, I carry it around in this pink suitcase that I lined with foam. I kind of, you know, made this carrying case for it, but it's an old suitcase that I found, and I was just like, well, I could line this with foam, take the Mac out on the road, and have my little Pro Tools rig so we can demo stuff while we're out. And it really did us good because, actually, I was looking through our, for the upcoming EP, we have about 15 fully finished songs that have big stars next to them that say, this should be on the EP. And now we've got to shrink it down to between 4 and 7 songs, and then we're going to go down to Baton Rouge and re-record, you know, those tunes at Vibe Studios with Ty Vu. He's the guy that produced Starting Static, and I think he did a great job. It was really cool. He actually was a good friend of our ex-drummer. He's not in the band anymore, which is something that I was going to digress to in that last question, which is, if you don't know yourself, or if there's certain things that, you know, maybe you're not okay with, the road really amplifies those things a million times more. So, you know, that's, you know, him getting home. And anyways, that's another story in itself, but it's one of those things. You got to know yourself when you get out on the road. Otherwise, you'll get lost. But I'm digressing. The point being is, those songs, the next one that I think is going to be coming out is a song called Jupiter. Mm-hmm. And we actually premiered it on our website right before Starting Static came out as a demo. But we premiered about 5 songs that we had fully finished, fully recorded, mixed, just not recorded properly. And I think those are the ones that we're going to be showcasing on the newest EP that's going to come out.
So how was Jupiter written? What's the message behind it?
The cool thing is, or maybe it's, man, to me this is cool, but when you're out on the road, you start, you know, you look at your relationships that you have. Some of the boys had girlfriends back home for a little while, and those things didn't work out. They would meet somebody new out on the road, but you can't really have a relationship with somebody mm-hmm. when you're out on the road, because it's, you meet them there, and then the next time you're going to be back in that town is 2 months, so, or 3 months. With our tour cycle, you know, we're doing the whole U.S., so you're really hitting a lot of cities on the way. But Jupiter is one of those songs that, or I would say for the newest EP, is it's, there's a dichotomy, and I think it rests on the intro song to the EP, which is another demo we premiered. It's called Reactor, and it's pretty much, it's the dichotomy of aggressive energy and love energy, but energy. And Jupiter is one of those songs that's about the love energy, kind of like Starting Static. Starting Static is a song that is focused on that energy of when you first meet somebody and you're just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Well, Jupiter's kind of that progression. It's the very next step in that story of, I really like you. I really like where this is going. I like what it is. And, you know, if you want to do what am I trying to say? If you want to continue this relationship, then, you know, let's get this right. Let's do it. And it's more placed on my shoulders. It's taken from a point of view of like, the lyrics are, I want you to be the one to take me higher. And if you will be the one, then we'll get it right this time. And it's so funny because it's very simple. Like I said, like all the newer songs, it's more pop oriented. If you look at some of our stuff off our Steam Powered Hearts album, the lyrics are very eloquent, I guess mm-hmm. you could say. The verbiage, the vernacular, there's a lot of words being used in a lot of songs. And so sometimes it can get a little wordy. So, anyways, which is a good Pullman Standard thing, too. I mean, we're kind of known for having that poetic flow.
So you said before that Dave Grohl, you're a big fan of Dave Grohl.
Did I even answer that question?
You did. You're fine. You did. Don't worry. You said you're a big fan of Dave Grohl. Who else inspires you vocally? Because you've got a unique voice. So where does it all come from?
When I was 18, I was in a pop punk band, mm-hmm. Or I would say 16 to 19, I was in a pop punk band, 20 years old. It was the first 4 years of my like actual music and touring career. And it was a pop punk band. And people said, you sound like Mark Hoppus from Blink 182, and this is pre Fallout Boy being huge mm-hmm. as well. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, so Fallout Boy was just getting traction. Actually, my band ended up playing a show with them at the Epicenter in San Diego. This is 2003, I think. Long time ago, though, really long time ago. And you grow up in that scene, and you don't. It was very punk rock, very, like, simple. And there was you listen to a few pop punk bands, and you didn't really have a hero. And I think my hero kind of came about later on, where I started listening to bands like The Cure, The Clash. I really love The Police a lot, but I could never hit the notes that Sting does. I mean, I love listening to The Police. There's actually a band called The Urgency, and they sound exactly like The Police. And the lead singer, I mean, hitting note for note, sounding his inflections sound like Sting. I really think, it's really tough because I don't have one vocalist that maybe that's what makes my voice unique and but I had a unique voice until I would say about 3 years ago when our second drummer joined the band and he was talking to me and he kind of asked me the same question. We got into a talk about music, and I mean, in all honesty, I'm more inspired by the energy of a singer rather than the way that their voice sounds. And that's why I'm such a big fan of Dave Grohl. It's people ask, if you're a big fan of a band, well, what's your favorite song by then? And for me, like, I love the Color and the Shape album from Foo mm-hmm. Fighters. So, and that album changed my life. That album shaped the way I wrote a lot of tunes. And I really think that, Dave Grohl would be the only person that I've ever pinned myself on. You know who I love, actually, and I think it's going to sound slightly, I wouldn't say pretentious, that's the wrong word, but I love Jared Leto's voice mm-hmm. a lot. I really like his voice. I like Bono from U2 as well. Now that I'm talking about it, I love the Joshua Tree record. Mm-hmm. And the way that Bono kind of croons with angst mm-hmm. on that record. And I like, but it's very anthemic at the same time. Sure. I think that record was a little too Irish, and that's why I like Jared Leto's voice. It's because it's so big.
Yeah.
It's so anthemic. Yeah, when Jared Leto sings, I kind of get chills thinking about some of the tunes on the Beautiful Lie record, as well as the, what's the one right after that? The ones with We Are Kings or Kings and Queens. His voice is, I mean, if you've ever seen or seen what Jared Leto looks like in person as far as how tall he is, he's only about 5'8". He's 5'7". But I'm 6 feet tall, so he's kind of a shorter guy, and he's very small as well. You know, I weigh 190 pounds, and, you know, I go to the gym and work out, and Jared Leto's kind of smaller, so it's amazing to see giant voice mm-hmm. come out of such a, you know, a tight little package there. So I always aspire to be that, though. I think as far as somebody that I've looked to lately, it would be Jared Leto, just from that anthemic voice. His voice is very, it's just so commanding. It's just so big. And when you hear it done live, I mean, I've seen him twice live, and I am just, wow. You know, you get chills when he sings some of the notes. Anyways.
So bottom line, why should someone pick up the new EP once it's released?
Well, if you want Starting Static, it's for free. That's one thing. You could buy it on iTunes as a single. The EP will be on iTunes as a single. But I think nowadays, I kind of get annoyed at the thought of people saying, well, everybody expects music to be for free, or everybody listens to music on Spotify. But case in point, bands, there's a funny saying, actually, that I heard while we were out on tour. And this club owner, we were talking, it was late night, and it's after we finished playing, and we were chatting about certain things, and he really kind of, I guess you could say, it was kind of building us up, you know. Mm-hmm. He was just so excited about us. He really enjoyed us. He's like, man. And it was in a small town too. I think it was in Hutchinson, Kansas, I want to say. Or no, it wasn't Hutch. It was Salina. We're at the Paramount Bar. And he was in, it's Kevin Rome, actually, is his name. Nice guy. And he owns the bar. And it was a great show. Played a great show. Place was packed. And afterwards, we're talking. We're about to get, you know, our payout. Our tour manager's there. And he's just talking. And then just lays, like, a few little, you know, nuggets of wisdom. He's like, you guys just need to keep touring. You need to keep building your fan base. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's why we're out here. That's what we're doing. He's like, it's the only way you're going to solidify yourself in the music industry. So many people are looking for that overnight success. And he's like, and I'll tell you what, he's like, there's no such thing as an overnight success. If you know, it's pretty much how, and I'm not quoting him properly, but he said something about how many nights does it take to be an overnight success? Because I'll tell you what, there's no such thing as an overnight success. Anyway, something like that he said. He's like, but you guys got to keep going, keep building your fan base. And the reason he's telling me this is because he was in a band in the 80s, the late 80s. And he's like, even then, rock and roll, you needed to tour. He's like, you guys just need to tour, because you get a fan base. And I'm getting to a point, I promise you, is having that fan base is truly what keeps you alive. And you hear bands go, and you hear some pop artists say it, and they go, without the fans, we would be nothing. And it's true. Without the fans, you would have nothing. Those are the people that write your paycheck. And the reason that is, in this day and age especially, is because people don't buy music. People don't just look at a record and go, I think I'll check that out. If they want to check something out, it's for free on SoundCloud. It's mm-hmm. for free on Reverb Nation. It's for free on this website. Or there's a free download offered on the website if it's new music. But you start seeing when you're a band like Pullman Standard, who grinds it out on the road, you get this fan base. And those fans are the ones that actually buy your records. And the more people you start accruing, that's what brings the money in. You actually start seeing that happen, and it's what happens to every band that actually starts, you know, getting a following. But point being is, getting to that end point is, A, you're supporting Pullman Standard. That's why you should buy the record. You're supporting something that you've become a fan of. And if you're not a fan of us, buy the record because it's just good music. It's the most sing-alongable, if that's a word, music that has been written so far by this band. And I guarantee you, if you don't have a smile on your face listening to this music, then I'm probably doing something wrong. But this music, it's full of energy, it's full of life, and it's full of a message that, you know, or not a message, but I would say it's full of that energy. It's full of that life that, you know, makes your, it just, I want it to make your day better. When you pop this record in, I want it to make your day better. I want you to listen to Starting Static, and by the time you're done, you're like, I want to listen to that song again. You know what I mean? There's yeah. certain songs that you listen to and you're just like, I want to listen to that again. I want to listen to that whole EP again, front to back. Even though it's five songs, I want to push play on number one and listen to it through.